Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
At Chicago, bringing us back 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. NorwoodAnalytics.com is his website. Sam is helping us understand how to measure performance, right, Sam? Measure not just activity, but performance.
Yes, we want to measure the things that are important to our business. And naturally, as a small business, we keep track of how much cash comes in and goes out once a year. We pay our taxes and see what we did for the year. But what we really need to do to get our employees really highly motivated is to give recognition. I think recognition is a stronger motivator than money. Yes, you have to pay a reasonable amount of money, but what gets them fired up is recognition for doing something that helps the business. Recognize, and the only way you can really recognize, other than saying that seemed good, is to post how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they will really try harder. Whether it's how many customers come through the door, what is the average for a retailer? What is the average ticket size?
Mm-hmm.
Of those who come through the door, how many sales actually take place? And you
and where did they come from? How did they find us? What was the source of their discovery of us?
Well, one of the ways
in online analytics, you can find out where people came from online.
It's an amazing thing. If you go back some years, before the internet. And before internet sales, we in our small business thought we knew our customer. Well, with the change in technology that's happened, it happens that online sellers know their customers at least as well as we know ours.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know them personally, but they know them statistically,
mm-hmm.
and they know their buying habits, and they know what they really like.
Big data.
Big data. And so we in our small local business need to do the same thing to the extent we can. And if we're, having something as simple as employee of the month, well, how do you know that an employee is an employee of the month unless you're measuring somehow
mm-hmm.
in the way that they are performing? And if you don't measure it, they won't know, you won't know, and you can't have an employee of the month other than some subjective judgment of
And the measurement up. Needs to be something that is that contributes to the success of the company.
Yes. Here, there's a small, where I live, there's a little business that services computers. And they send out, every time they have a customer come in, they have a little service, and you can get these services online, customer feedback services. It's very low cost, and it's very helpful if you use it, and that is, after every transaction, they send out a little survey. Were you happy? And here are the ways that you could have been happy, and scores from 1
mm-hmm.
to 5. And they provide for comments. That's feedback, and that matters. Even if you have multiple, let's say you have a retail store and have multiple people working cash registers, you certainly ought to measure the cash register activity by person within the store. That's how you know who's ringing up the sales.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a manufacturer, what's important is keeping costs to a minimum. And so you can measure the number of units produced.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting about some activity. I can see where some factories this year, they might be measuring your output. How much did you produce?
Yep.
Next year, they might say, we don't need to watch that anymore. Now let's work on quality.
Right. Well, you can't have productivity without a quality measure.
But every year, though, every year might be a different facet of the business, but it might not be. It might not always be the output example.
Well, perfectly right. And for example, when we put in a productivity measurement of square feet per man hour, we also put in a quality measurement of returns as a percentage of sales. And if those were going up while the if the returns were going up, that would mean a sacrifice in quality. And we had our people actually we measured them on both ways. And mm-hmm. and by the way, quality improved at the same time that that the productivity went up. And here's some, even people that you think you can't really measure. How about the accountant? We used to joke in the accounting department about measuring the tape at the end of the day from the adding machine. But in really, what are you looking for out of the accountant? Well, table stakes is you got to be accurate. But what matters is how soon you get your information,
mm-hmm.
your accurate information. So we measured the accounting. When do we get our reports? How many days after the close? And set targets. It used to be you'd wait for 10 days or 2 weeks. And in the businesses I've been in, we always get it down to less than a week. And simply by measuring, and then figuring out where are the what are the holdups, and people get highly motivated and figure stuff out. What about suggestions? Every employee has a way of doing something mm-hmm. better, and if we reward on the suggestions that are actually adopted and give recognition to that.
But they have to be things that other people will accept or gravitate to. Norwood Analytics, ladies and gentlemen, Sam's website. You'll find all of his outstanding articles there. We're going to take a quick break. It's Tin Tail. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.